call the meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order for the record. It is 3:55 p.m. Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. We're in the Belts Room of the Tom Stewart Building. Vice Chair Michicki is in, here with us. Senator Hoffman, Senator Gray Jackson's on other state business, is on her way. Myself, Senator Bishop, Christopher Dickrell, Senate Records, Cody Grusendorf from my office. Carson Walters is on the LIO. 218, Senate Bill 218, Road Service Area, Senator Coghill. And Senate Bill 142 by Rep. Christ Tompkins, the TANF bill. First up is the Senate Bill 218, Road Service Areas. Second hearing in this committee. Well, we heard public testimony on March 10th. My office received no amendments. And Senator Michicki, I believe you might have a question here in a minute. And Reneva Moss.
Yes.
For the record, you guys want to introduce yourself for the record?
Yes, Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill.
Amy Bushnell, staff to Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Ms. Moss. It looks like on the Kenai Peninsula Borough, we have one board, but we have 28 road service areas, which are kind of zones. About 20 of them seem to be in my district. I don't believe this bill affects the board process for my district, since we have one board that is over all of those service areas. Do you know if that's the case?
Through the chair, Senator Michicki, that is the case. With one board, basically what this bill says is that that board, if it felt necessary to consolidate service areas, could go to the borough assembly, and by a vote of the borough assembly, they could do what the board recommended.
Okay. To be honest with you, I did not. I spoke to the department today, the Road Service Area Department, and I got most of my questions answered, not all of them. I'm fine. I'll do additional research.
And through the chair, Senator Michicki, we'd be glad to discuss that further if there's something we need to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Senator Gray Jackson has joined us. And any other questions? Seeing none, Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move SB 218. This is not. Oh, there it is. Version 31-LS1510/M from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
We'll take a brief at ease. On the record, next up is HB 142. That's the TANF bill. This is the first hearing for HB 142 in committee today. We heard the Senate companion, SB 121, on February 4th. We've been waiting for this bill. And Aaron, would you please give us an overview of the bill? Put yourself on the record, and I believe you're the representative's in another committee. Is that correct?
Yes, Aaron Harrington, staff to Representative Chris Tompkins. Thank you, Senator, Senators. He is in other state business right now, yes. So House Bill 142 is the companion to Senate Bill 121, which you have previously heard in this committee. It's a technical fix to statute. It's a simple one-line repealer. I believe that in the past you have probably had in your packets the simple printout of the one line that it does repeal, but basically this allows the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska to continue to administer the TANF program on behalf of communities in the Southeast region. It's something that they have been doing for decades, but there is a technical issue that was recently identified in statute whereby one section of statute in 4727070 is directly in conflict with a section that just comes a few lines later in statute. So technical fix. Also, I would say it's very timely, given that the TANF program is going to be of great import to the people of Southeast Alaska as we move forward through this current public health emergency.
Thank you. Any further, any committee questions from committee members? Senator Hoffman.
Yes, where is Game Creek at?
Senator Hoffman, through the chair, can you help me with the clarification of your question?
My question is under the representative's communities that he represents. He said he represents Game Creek.
Senator Hoffman, through the chair, you have me stumped.
Yeah, never heard of it.
There's your follow-up to the senator. Further questions from committee members? Senator Machicki?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move HB 142, version 31-LS0535/G from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, HB 142 moves from committee within individual recommendations. Okay, this will conclude our today's meeting. Tomorrow, I will update your office and think if we're going to have a meeting. Are we meeting? We don't know. Well, I'll keep you updated. We're going to spend a long day, and my calendar's changed four times. I don't know where I'm at. Anyway, thank you all for participating. We are adjourning at 4:03 p.m.